Proclamation number 2422 of July 25th, 1942. Redemptive activity requires godlike will. Every spiritual activity requires a godlike will, i.e., as soon as a being, be it on earth or in the beyond, is spiritually active, its will is turned towards God. Thus it is no longer opposed to God but subordinates itself to his will, whereas a being which does not yet subordinate itself to him either has no urge for spiritual activity or lacks the strength to do so because it still stands apart from the one with whom it should unite itself. To stand in the will of God means to do what God wants, to work and create in full agreement with God. And this activity always aims to redeem the still-bound spiritual. And this activity can be carried out both on earth as well as in the beyond and will always be and remain the most important thing as long as the spiritual substance is not yet completely redeemed. Thus in time and eternity this will be the activity of that which is in a free state. That it also helps the bound spiritual substance to become free. To be spiritually active means to bring light to the beings which still walk in darkness. It means to spread the truth so that they now turn towards the light, so that they become active in love. This is the greatest activity of love, to show the unredeemed spiritual beings the way to the light. God's greater than great love knows no other goal than to guide the spiritual into freedom, and all beings who want to fulfill his will, who join him, will likewise have no other goal and consequently also no other will than to help the unredeemed spiritual. On earth the human being testifies to his will for redemptive activity by passing on with love what was offered to him and helped him attain a certain spiritual freedom. By thus helping to spread light and truth. In the beyond the activity of the spiritual is likewise aimed at spreading the truth, only that this activity is a mental instruction, thus it is to be understood as a purely spiritual activity. This transmission of thoughts therefore has to correspond to God's will because the being in the beyond cannot carry out anything other than God's will if it is united with God itself. The beings in the beyond, which are distant from God, thus still completely opposed to him, also influence people's thoughts but never in a spiritual respect. Instead they determine them to think in an earthly, i.e., material way and never direct their thoughts towards God but away from him. Hence this influencing of thoughts cannot be called spiritual activity, even though the wrong thinking also emanates from beings which no longer belong to earth. Yet their will is not the same as God's will and their strength is only slight. So that they only have an influence on those people who likewise oppose God's will. Amen.